Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I, Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because we are being digitally pickpocketed, being robbed everywhere, and we need to protect ourselves. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. Today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold Group, and I'm going to get right into it. You know, so many people write me about so many things that are injustices, especially when it comes to money, payments, and things like that. But lately, everywhere you go, they're charging us more than ever. And Visa did a great study. Visa, the credit card company, did a great study about how people are getting clipped and getting taken advantage of and getting charged for things that they didn't have in years gone by. And they call it digitally pickpocketing people, but this goes not just beyond travel, it goes to everything that we do. You know, the problem with it right now is you can't go get a coffee right now without them spinning it around. Hey, there's a couple questions we need to ask you before we get started. And you take the payment. Well, do you want to tip me or not? $9 on my $9 coffee. You know, no. You know, it gets ridiculous. But the problem with it is that when we're out and about, the thieves are getting more desperate and they're getting more creative when it comes to stealing our identities and our credit cards and things like that. I am telling you guys, you need to get authentication text messages that tell you every credit card charge that you use. When you travel, use one card only. I have like a card for business. I have a card for travel. I have a card for online purchases. And it's all divided up for that reason, so that what's that charge doing there? Well, that's not right. And I know that immediately with this. So that's Laguna Beach down there. And it is beautiful. Okay, the water's clear. And for the price of a parking meter, I get to go to that. So it's very cool. But so many people have written me lately when it comes to everything with, you know, their homes and home ownership. I had somebody recently in my neighborhood that bought a house and then the main sewer line went out to the tune of $14,000. Well, guess what? You don't call the landlord anymore because you are the landlord. You're the homeowner. So you get to pay $14,000 and their insurance didn't cover it. Well, you don't understand. That's separate. It's a line between the house and the street. It was just shenanigans, but they didn't cover it. So there's that. The other thing is that insurance. You know, we have been told over and over again to live off-grid, to get separated from the man. And a man wrote me, Jerry, and sent me this great story about how the people that are living off-grid cannot afford their insurance. And what's happening is that, think about this, you're living by yourself in the middle of no place, and your insurance goes from $2,000 a year to have homeowner's insurance for your property to $8,000. Wow, why? I haven't had any claims. Well, you live in a very high-risk area. Huh? Yeah, you live out in the wilderness. You know, you live with your own electrical. You live with your own plumbing. You know, you may use a tree stump as a bench. I mean, people get hurt on things like that. The problem with this is that they are doing it to everybody and everything. So, big problem, big discussion, great article reading about these people, because the problem that they're having is that they're not going to get a deal right now. You're not going to find $1,200 insurance. It's not going to completely reverse and go in the other direction. That's what's happening right now. So none of this stuff is working out the way that anybody thought it would. Auto insurance through the roof right now, absolutely upside down. And my son got into a car accident over the weekend. And he's fine. His friends are fine. Somebody hit him, totaled the car though. And he's like, hey, I want to go rent a car. I go, I got some good news and some bad news. Number one, I think I have rental car coverage on that car, but you're not 25. They're not going to rent you a car. And guess what? They're not going to rent you a car. So, well, can you rent me a car? No. Did you hear what I just said? No, you're not 25. So that's what everybody gets to deal with right now. Price is going up. His insurance rates going up. Everything is affecting every single one of us. Starbucks is talking about how prices are through the roof and they have something called low demand. Nobody wants to go spend, like I was saying, $9 in a cup of coffee. No one wants to seriously sit down and spend $7 on coffee and have an environment where they don't want you there. It used to be an inviting place to sit there and work. And I'm telling you guys, to say that I had hundreds of meetings in Starbucks would be an understatement, because they were convenient. Hey, do you have a Starbucks near you? Really want to come and connect with you, Dan? Do you have a Starbucks near you? Oh, yeah, there's one over off of Brookers. Yeah, let me know what time you get there. If you get there before me, get us chairs, you know? No, it's not done anymore. Nobody does that anymore right now. They've been so uninviting to everybody right now. Dave Ramsey's talking about how everybody has a closet and an attic and a garage full of junk right now that they can't afford. People are broke right now, and if they got rid of this stuff, they could get themselves out of debt. Absolutely, guys, absolutely. People that have written me over the course of the last 2 weeks and the horror stories of stuff as we get to the holidays, you start talking about the holidays and people start talking about how they have no money. I'm telling you guys, get rid of everything you don't need right now. Get rid of it, get rid of it, get rid of it. It's the cheapest thing that you can do, the best thing that you can do, all that extra money. But nothing is going smoothly right now. As we head into this election, nobody is making more money. The digital pickpocketing thing, think about this. Everything that you do costs more right now. Everything, everything in all of our lives, from raising your kids, your grandkids, to putting gas in your car, to everything is up, energy, everything. And what are these municipalities and governments and everybody trying to do? Figure out how they can get more from us. The only problem is, in 2 weeks, you only make X amount of dollars, and you've got to come up with another 25, 50% more. The average family, when you hear these figures of $4,000 more, you know, a month and a year and all this stuff, it is crazy what it's costing people to get by right now. And they're just not getting by at all. So big changes are going to happen with everything right now. They really are. But every area of our lives, it's incredibly expensive. Going to the baseball game on Friday night was a fantastic experience. But when you sit there and you look at what a Dodger dog costs, and you go, wow, $16. That's insane. That is nuts for a hot dog, guys. Now, you know, is it fried fatty goodness of grilled love with the Dodger name on it? Yes. But it's insane, guys. And people cannot afford this. How do you take four kids to a baseball game? You don't. You sure as hell don't take them to a World Series game with what my buddy ponied up for those tickets. So everything is outrageous. It's not just you. And I've got so many examples of this in this video, and I'm going to end it with a big one that you're going to be blown away by. So stick around, okay? There's a lot more to cover. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Think about this. There is $100 trillion worth of global debt out there. Here in the States, we've got a $36 trillion national debt that is only going up by billions of dollars a month right now. You have to protect yourself. The best thing that you can do is call number one rated Patriot Gold Group. Call them today, 888-330-1431. IRAs, 401ks, all backed by precious metals by the number one rated company. Contact them today, guys. 8 years in a row, they were number one rated with Consumer Affairs. The reason for that is their stellar customer service. Contact them today. Gold has hit all-time highs, and it's only going in one direction, and that is up. The instability of this election that's coming up has created nothing but chaos for the markets right now, and you can protect yourself. Contact Patriot Gold today. Let them know that I allegedly sent you. If you don't want to call, use the link below. Fill it out and they will send you a free investor guide, but call them today before it's too late. 888-330-1431. Do it now before it's too late. Here's a couple stories out of the UK that relate to us. Do you guys remember the child trust accounts that were set up in the UK from 2002 to 2011? And what the government was going to do is give every child a savings account, a start, at a future so that when they turned 18 years old, they could go and they could cash this in and it would compound and they would have themselves a savings account to use for whatever. Get a place to live, go to school, whatever. Okay, well, Max Prince had one of these accounts. And Chancellor Brown, who set this up, you know, this is great. This is going to be the thing that's going to make kids behold. Now, think about this. Max Prince turns 18. He goes to a company called Columbia Threadneedle, which is the finance company, investment company that was managing this. And there's one thing they forgot to tell Max and his family about this, was that they were going to charge $30 a year to maintain this account. So he's got, and I'm not making this up, he's got $12.39, $12.39, whatever you want to call it, left over from his money. So it didn't compound. It went down because of this investment company that took advantage of this kid. Isn't that terrible? Again, pickpocketing this child, okay? Oh my God, this is horrible, stuff like this. But again, the pickpocket thing, watch your finances. You have to look at everything right now. You have to look at bank fees. I had a credit card fee and that I got a bill for $6.99. I'm like, well, I didn't charge anything on that card. What's this? We have a new monthly fee to report you to the credit bureaus. You do? Well, I'm going to cancel this card if you're going to do that and start charging. Oh, you're going to see everybody do this. And sure enough, guys, you are going to see a lot of companies do this. But think about this. If I wasn't paying attention, I would have woken up and that $6.99 would have been a late fee of $40. And then they would have dinged the credit and done all that stuff for $6.99 for something I didn't charge. So the other story out of the UK is there's a place called Dilawar Properties that is trying to take a townhouse, think about this, and convert it to have 56 people live in one townhouse. 56 people. They're going to make 28 bedrooms that will be basically 14 square meters to 22 square meters, and you will have one communal kitchen. First of all, that sounds like college hell to me. But again, what about the neighbors in this London community? And this is going to be the first one of these. It's going to revolutionize housing. No, guys, it's going to revolutionize hell. It's going to be, you know, we're going to have a communal area for TV. We're going to have a communal area for communication. Go away. Don't talk to me. You know? Guys, I was working last night till 1:40 in the morning before I hit the hay. You think I want the communal property? You think I want 28 people, 28 rooms with 56 people living together? Does that sound insane to you? How is this going to get approved? And they've got the plan. Read the story below because they've got the plans. They've submitted them. They're trying to, isn't this going to be great? It's going to revolutionize everything. It's going to revolutionize nothing. It's going to be hell on earth. But think about this. Let's say you've got the loser factor. So let's just say, let's say a third of these people don't have, you know, cars. It's, okay? You're still going to have 20 cars out there, guys. Seriously, to the neighborhood. Where are you going to park? Oh, I parked three blocks away. You know what I mean? Come on, guys. It's just nuts. But this is what's happening. This is what housing does. And this is the problem with the housing shortage. There is no housing shortage, guys. There's a price problem with everything right now. Okay? Go out and go buy yourself a house and pay $14,000 to get the plumbing fixed. That's what you can do. But to go rent 56 people, what does that sound like to you? Because it just sounds awful to me. It sounds awful to me. Something I am incredibly proud of is our private channel. We have something called I Allegedly Live, which is a private channel that's completely uncensored for things that are too hot to talk about. You can go to I Allegedly Live. You sign up using the link below, or you go to iallegedly.tv. It's incredibly inexpensive. It's half off right now. And we're almost at our goal to where we're going to shut it off and not make it half off anymore. So a lot of people are there. We drop videos there all the time. Take a look at I Allegedly Live. Go to iallegedly.tv to sign up for it and email me with any questions, okay? Do you guys remember in July when there was the internet shutdown? You had CrowdStrike that said they were updating their software and it affected certain things like certain airlines and certain banks. and certain ATMs and internet at certain places. Well, that was an update. Remember that. I think it was intentional, personally. That's what I think. We can discuss that another place someday. But Delta Airlines was hit particularly hard. They had nothing but customer service issues. They lost and are suing CrowdStrike for $500 million. CrowdStrike, instead of saying, hey, we don't discuss litigation, they said, these guys don't understand software. These guys don't understand updates and AI. None of us do. None of us believe you, first of all. Again, anybody that has half a brain that thinks about what's going on in the world and what went on in the world the week before, yeah, you think that this was kind of a setup, but that's me. So Delta Airlines, my daughter got caught up in that and how they had to change plane flights and don't worry, it's going to be an hour late, it's going to be 2 hours late, 6 hours late. And she was flying to San Francisco and literally drove from LA to San Francisco. When she got to San Francisco, they said, hey, it's official, your flight's been canceled, which we laughed about, but it wasn't. But CrowdStrike is going to get their brain sued out for what they did there. Now, speaking of AI, Chipotle, they're no longer going to talk to you when you go to work there. They have a new system called Paradox. And what Paradox is going to do, it's going to take care of the interview process to deal with hiring people. It's going to save a ton of time with managers dealing with hiring. Think about this. Your personality, everything, every question you're going to ask. I mean, you know this, you've met people and they get nervous during an interview. Imagine this, it's all on the phone, it's all done through AI, or it's done through a kiosk, and you don't get to talk to a human being. You get to talk to their computer to see if you're worthy of working at Chipotle. They want to double their stores to 14,000 stores in the next couple of years, and they think that this AI program is going to help everything. Isn't that wild, guys, to think about? So, gonna see a lot more of this. Here's another good one. New York Community Bank, their delinquencies on apartment buildings are going up. Think about this. The delinquencies are over $1.5 billion now. When you do the math, they are up. And I thought it was, wow, they're up 9%. No, it's 990% on their delinquencies right now. They are losing money hand over fist right now, and they have non-performing assets. They have apartment buildings where people are not making the payments on. So do you think that these things are going to be around? Do you think that they're going to see apartment buildings go back to the bank? Yes. But don't forget, guys, when you have somebody in these buildings, inevitably you have things go wrong. Electrical problems. Hey, I have a light socket that doesn't work. You got to come fix it. You got to pay people to maintain commercial properties, whether they are apartment buildings or they are office buildings. And New York Community Bank is going to be upside down. And I'm telling you, in the next 10 days, between now and December 1st, all hell is going to break loose when it comes to these, because you're going to have this all of a sudden be announced like it's going to be, oh my gosh, people are not paying for commercial real estate. And we've been talking about it for 2 years now. So now when you have banks like this that say that their delinquencies are up 990%, this is just the ones we know about, guys. Wait till you see the ones that aren't public yet. It's only going to get worse. It's going to explode. You're going to see apartment buildings, hotels, and office buildings all go back to the bank in short order. Mark my words. I'm going to finish this video with a great story. And do you remember the 90s fitness guru, Susan Powder? Okay, this is what she looked like. Remember her? Spiked hair, kind of shaved, really fit, sexy, crazy, nutty, you know what I mean? Stop the insanity was her thing. Okay, well, think about this, okay? This broad sold $50 million worth of merchandise to where she made $50 million. God knows what she sold, but she made $50 million of money selling those Stop the Insanity workouts, the fitness challenges, the diet books, everything that she did, and squandered it. She had a financial advisor who mismanaged the money. She is basically on welfare right now. She's 66 years old, and this is the lesson for this, and that is, imagine having $50 million. Man, I'm telling you guys that it's 10 times more than you would ever need to never work again and live a great life, but it got squandered and spent. And again, are you being digitally pickpocketed? She was digitally pickpocketed with that backhoe, okay? So it was awful. She got ripped off completely. And the sad thing about this was that her personality and her character that makes it so you can do things like what I'm doing, you know, you can sit there and talk to people and do this. She pulled it off. She's delivering Uber Eats right now. She's delivering food. Hey, aren't you that fitness lady? I mean, it is wild. It's sad. The story is from the New York Post below, but she, you know, tried to apply for welfare, couldn't get it, and is now trying to deliver Uber Eats to make ends meet, which is shocking, which is sad, which I mean, you don't know what else is going on in somebody's life that they can't get reconnected with somebody, because here's the thing, there's a lot of people this woman helped, really, and got people into shape, and you know, you can be an original, you can look a certain way, you don't have to conform. Her whole thing worked, it really did, to where she made $50 million. But she spent it all, it was all gone. And it was mismanaged, but pickpocketed. There you go, there's a perfect example of this. But read this story below, and it is wild. I hope that somebody would pick her up and do something with her, because there's some value in this stuff and value in fitness and value in health and things like that. But again, that was the 90s, guys. She was one of the first women that did infomercials, and she did the commercials and all that stuff. And again, stop the insanity. Do you remember that? Because I remember it vividly, watching her. Okay, late night TV, alone, watching her. Anyways, you get the idea. Are you still here? Please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. You want to email me? Hello@iallegedly.com. Onward and upward, guys. I will see you very soon.